So, with everything going on with COVID-19, there are so many businesses being affected. But I think a few businesses that people don't think about, and one of them is porn. Jimmy, what do you think about porn?
What do I think about porn? I love porn.
Who doesn't,
Who
really?
doesn't, right? It is something that I didn't think about with everything that's going on. And obviously, everybody's got their own, I don't want to say their own agenda, but like their own life that they're worrying about right now because they have their family and stuff like that. You don't think about how it affects other people. And
Right.
both you and I have come from Periscope. There's some girls on Periscope that I know that were like strippers and stuff like that, and it's affected them. So I can only imagine how it's affected porn because of the social distancing and everything.
Right. What are you going to do with social distance? Can you imagine a porn where they're like 6 feet apart?
I can't imagine how they would do that aside from like if they come up with a rapid test, having people rapid test prior to a shoot or something like that. I mean,
It
how did that work, with you being in the industry when you used to be in the industry, how did that work like with other testing and everything like that? Did they test you right beforehand or
No, it was once a month, and
right?
then in between that 30 days, it was just kind of like a trust period.
Oh,
Like,
really?
yeah, you're not gonna go screw a bunch of other people at rest stops, so
Right.
yeah, don't do that. So it was just kind of luck of the draw, really.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. This is what I'm thinking, though. Okay, this is what the porn industry could do, is what I feel. Okay, and also I feel like only, okay, the actresses themselves, most of them
Yeah.
these days also have other sources of revenue. They have OnlyFans, Fan Centro, like their premium Snapchats. They can go on
Right.
webcam. I didn't back in the day, but it also just wasn't as popular and as easy to do as it is now. So I feel like a lot of them do have that as a backup. I'm sure some of them don't, but I'm sure a lot of them do. And also, the producers are probably pretty safe. The websites are definitely safe, like
Yeah.
Pornhub. I mean, they're
Yeah.
killing it right now. I saw a few articles on that. But the one people that I'm like, I don't know how they're going to do are the agents. What are
That's
agents going to
true.
do right now?
Because they're not booking anything. That's true.
Right.
That's definitely affecting them. And like you said, a lot of these and I know what's the one you use? Fan Central?
Fan
Fan
and
Fans.
OnlyFans. I'm jumping on everything.
Oh, you're on everything. Okay. So and I'm assuming that if they weren't on it, that's what they're looking into now,
Right. This I have an idea though. Okay, a house like Big Brother, but with porn people. So that way they are isolated in a glass house and they just get paid a premium price and we can all just watch them. I think I'm onto something. I think I should shut up right now
I think you
and
should shut up.
and look, because if this goes on as long as people say it is, then people are going to need some new content, right? Like this
Yeah,
is where they're going
thank
to
God
run
this
out.
isn't live. We're not even gonna post this. It's a great idea, honestly. I mean, you could even put that on like an HBO or something like that if you blocked out like all the intercourse, like the penetration parts, because they play that stuff on there anyway,
Right. That's
That
what
would
I'm
be
thinking.
huge. I mean, I don't know the personalities in the industry, but I'm sure there's some quirky personalities out there.
Oh, it would be fun. It would be so much fun. It would be like Big Brother on steroids, I feel.
What could you call it? That would be like you got to come up with a good name for that.
Right. Yeah, we could call
That's
it,
something that we should think about.
yeah, the glass. Oh man. I was gonna say the glass vagina.
I don't know if that would go over on prime time, but
The glass tulip.
yeah, something like that.
The house of hornies.
The House of Horn. Oh my God. It would be, that would be an awesome show if you think about it. People, and you know, that's the type of show where people like, oh, I don't watch that, but they secretly watch it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That, I don't watch that.
Right. Maybe at least hate watch it if nothing else. But
exactly.
I don't know. I find a lot of women. So this is okay. When women get breast augmentations or things of this nature, it's really difficult to find photos of just, you know, regular women with their breasts out online unless you go to porn. And I heard from a plastic surgeon that 99.9% of the images these women bring in are from porn stars. So these housewives that are out here, innocent as can be, are bringing in these porn girls' images to
Where else would they look?
Right.
You know?
And saying, I want my breast to look like hers, which I love that. Like, you know, so I think people are more in tune and women than we think.
Well, I definitely think more people watch and view porn than they say they do, you know? It's definitely something that, you know, I guess they're embarrassed if they say they do, but, you know, I get it. But
I don't know why anymore.
That's true, because now it's so prevalent. It's so in your face. Like, you can get it wherever you want now. I can't imagine why people don't use it.
Right.
Now, what do you think? What do you think the getting back to the agents, what do you think they're doing?
I mean, I just hope they have a savings. I can't see anything that they can do right now.
Right. So there's nothing that they can do for like Fan Central or OnlyFans or anything like that, that they can do for their clients. That's basically, if you want to do that, you could just sign up, like you're signing up for Periscope or something like that and get going. Right.
Yeah. It's so independent for the girls. So
yeah.
Unless they think of, you know, the House of Horn idea, then they're going to be screwed.
That we're not going to talk about.
Right. We're not discussing that. We're not discussing
the secret House of Horn.
Yeah. Our $1 billion idea over here. That's go ahead.
I can't imagine because I have friends obviously that have been laid off and stuff like that. And it's almost the same situation. They don't have anything that they can do, you know? So I can't imagine that's going to be a struggling industry right now.
For the agents.
Definitely. It's going to be huge.
I mean, of course, you know, the other facets of the industry as well. The girls, they have the most options out of anyone. And I would say the websites have the most options because they can just release old content as new again. And there's just various things they can do. And there's so much online. I mean, you can like almost never run out of content at this point with how much has been shot and is out there. And for the big companies like Pornhub and stuff, I think they're going to be pretty set. I think that the girls is definitely a hit on them, but I think that they can make it through.
They have options at least. At least they have some sort of option. You know?
Yeah, they have the options.
Now, what about the guys?
The guys have websites too.
They do.
Yeah, they will shoot, like they'll be on porn sets with the girls and they'll shoot content and stuff like that. So what they could do is just re-release their content on their Fan Centros or premium snaps or what have you, because I'm sure they have it saved and backed up. And a lot of these guys had contracts with these industries, but you're right, I do think that the guys are going to suffer more, and guaranteed not all the guys were signed up for that, because not all guys can pull that off and do well enough with that, I think. So I can imagine that's going to be a struggle. Also, another thing that I'm sure nobody thinks about when they think about the porn industry is the drivers. There are drivers that are, their entire job is just driving girls to porn sets and then dropping them off back home. That is
really
their, all day job.
I had no idea. So they're just going from set to set, driving girls back and forth.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, idea. With so much of it being in LA and now also in Vegas, those are two extremely spread out cities. So shoots could be, you know, one could be over here an hour away. The other one could be over here all the way in the mountains. I mean, and you know, with traffic and everything and just getting from place to place, an agent could have three drivers going at once at any given time.
That's part of the industry I had no idea about. I never knew that. I just figured, you know, the girl got in her car and went to the set and that was it. I had no idea.
Like with me, I never lived in LA while I was in the industry. So, yeah. So I stayed at the agency house, like the modeling house, and then would have drivers drive me to the sets.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Now, now with the guys, just so, you know, like guys watch lesbian porn, guys watch pretty much anything. Who are the fans of the guys? Do you know what I mean? Like you probably have fans that are men. Obviously, you have fans that are men, and I'm sure you have fans that are women as well. You know, and I wonder how that works with the men. Is it short sighted? Is it really just like a gay population?
No, I will tell you 100% that it is a almost completely straight population, because there is no question I get asked more than, did you love shooting with Tommy Gunn, or what was it like shooting with Evan Stone, or, you know, these, yes. So they become like, they like idolize these guys, and they like watching them, and they live vicariously through their lives.
Now I get it. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So they do. So that's how they have their fans. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I always wondered that, like what are their fans like? Is it mostly gay men and stuff like that? But I didn't know that.
So the guys that join Fan Centro, OnlyFans, etc., they generally get a certain infatuation with one specific girl for a period of time.
Right.
And they really enjoy being so intimately involved in her life. However, you do have, I would say, a decent amount of the population of people that are on these websites that like to see a variety of girls. Yeah. And one of the best ways to see a variety of girls at a fraction of the price, instead of joining several girls, different Fan Centrals or OnlyFans, they can join the males of these, like the porn actors, because they're with a different girl every day. So that is their way of being able to see these girls. And these guys are smart. They're in the porn industry. They know that all you're seeing is their genitalia for the most part in the movies. So they're doing the same thing on their Fan Centro and showcasing the girls and not themselves. So really all you're getting is a Fan Centro of all the different girls.
Of the different girls. Okay. That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. I understand that.
So I guess I'm doing good.
Yeah, well, at least they have some sort of an option, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you think about it, like the directors and the producers and stuff like that, what are they doing along with the agents? You know, if there's not new content coming out, aside from the Fan Central stuff and things like that, what exactly could they be doing?
A lot of the directors, producers are also involved with the websites themselves. Not all of them.
Right. Of course. They have their own websites?
Right. A lot of the time that I shot for people, they were working directly with those websites, or they owned the websites themselves. So I think a lot of them would be safe, but there are those people that they shoot for other people. So, of course, they're going to be in a tough spot now as well.
Yeah, it's definitely it at least cut out a lot of their options. You know, they got to focus on certain things as opposed to having a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah. You know?
And I wonder how much like Pornhub and stuff like that have affected the industry, or if it's mostly people that were involved prior to that they created Pornhub.
Oh my gosh. It basically, you know, it's like the Walmart of porn. So it took out all the mom and pop shops, you know, like all the smaller directors. I mean, they do exist still, but it's a lot more difficult to compete. And what a lot of people do now, it's like, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will shoot their content and then upload to Pornhub. And then I don't know exactly how it works, but they like basically get paid per view for whatever they upload there.
It's almost like Spotify with music, except, I got you. So that's, you know, that industry has probably taken quite a turn over the last maybe 5 to 10 years, where it's just like, you know, it's been turned upside down from strictly like videos and everything like that to completely digital, you know? I can't imagine people digital. Are. Yeah, I can't believe anybody's buying any DVDs or anything anymore. I'm sure there's a few people out there, but I mean, I'm sure it's mostly like they throw on their iPad and they just look it up, you know, and that's it.
Yeah, I don't even know if any are produced anymore. And at first the industry was upset, but now I think they would blow their tops if someone told them, hey, you on top of what you already, all of your expenses, now you have to get materials and get some warehouse to make DVDs,
yeah, exactly.
covers and all
exactly.
of that. Print shops to put the covers on them, and they'd be like, oh, no way.
Yeah, they probably took a step back and said, wait a second, this gets rid of a decent amount of our costs that impact us.
Right.
And realize that, you know?
Right. I think a company, a business that is being way more affected by this whole situation that we have going on right now in the world than porn is escorts,
which is an industry I had to dive into after you and I spoke that we were going to do this, and I was just like, I was in awe of some of the websites and everything like that, and how professionally done and everything's done.
You and me both. I mean, you obviously came onto the train later, but
very late.
I gained an obsession with escorts, I would say about 2 years ago. I have obsessions with certain things. I have obsessions with polygamous, Amish, and escorts.
You have a lot of Amish by you, right?
I love Amish people. Like, I am obsessed with them. I am fascinated by their clothing, their buggies, their way of life. And worst of all, you would be like, well, she must not have had that much exposure. I went to school with the Amish, and I still have this weird obsession and fascination with them. It's so weird.
It's a fascinating culture. I mean, me and my ex-wife used to take our kids to Amish country in Pennsylvania every year. And it's just like, it's so much fun to learn how they live their lives and stuff like that. And they're really nice people, and they really put a lot of hard work in, you know?
I mean, I'm having a house built right now, and almost all of it has been Amish people.
Oh yeah. And their craftsmanship is unbelievable. I like how we went from talking to escorts about talking to Amish people.
Well, because it's like, I you know, they're my three fascinations: polygamous, yeah, exactly. Amish, and escorts. I mean, that's how it is.
That is a wide range of obsession there, lady.
I don't know what to tell you, but if you were to look at my watched video list on YouTube, those are the three types of documentaries that I can never get enough of. I can't stop watching them.
There's escort documentaries?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to send me that. That's got to be a whole nother segment of this.
You know who loves the escorts as well? Vice News.
Vice News, okay.
They love the drugs too. They love
that
the drugs.
I know. That
yeah.
I know.
And they love the escorts. So they're so into it all. So I get a lot of my escort info from Vice. But yeah, I'm amazed by the escorts. I remember seeing, I think it was 2 years ago, this one girl's website, well, woman's website, and she was so professional, like you said, and just the way she has everything laid out, all of these super professionally shot videos, photos, she's very straight to the point, and I literally wrote her, and I was like, I just wanted to let you know that I think that you did a great job on your website, it's super professional, I'm sorry, you know, to inbox you here on your professional website, but I just want to let you know I'm really impressed and you're a great businesswoman. And she responded back like, oh my gosh, thank you so much, da da da. But yeah, I'm just like, blown away by some of these women.
I just, like you said, it's everything is so professional. Like, one thing that I noticed on their websites, because I, you know, I went through your Twitter feed because you're like, so I started going through your follow list. You told me to go through your follow list, and there's a bunch of escorts on there, and you can pick out which girls are the escorts on that list just because of how professional their Twitter accounts are. And then you click on their websites, and I was blown away by the websites and how clean they were and well thought out and everything like that. I was really impressed with it. I had no idea how big of an industry that is.
I had no idea either. I had no idea. And, you know, before this, I stumbled across the escorts accidentally about, I don't know, 6 months ago or so.
Right.
And I was just blown away. I was like, oh my God, I love all the escorts. Give me all of them. And then some drama ensued. So then I decided to delete all of them, but two, although not all of them were causing drama, just a couple.
Oh, no.
But I was like, yeah. So it was just weird, like girls, whatever. These I'm just fascinated. And when you think of, so before the whole digital age of everything, when you would think of escort, you would think of a pimp, and at least I would think of like a pimp and like these poor girls on the corner and like all of this crazy stuff happening, which living in LA for some time, I did see some pretty crazy stuff going on.
Right.
So I've seen, you know, so that's all I imagined. And I guess I knew that I guess I had some kind of knowledge that there were like really high end escorts
right
somewhere, but I, you know, like how would you ever find them, I guess. And these all seem to be like pretty high end, like, you know, the average Joe for the most part is not able to obtain a lot of these women.
That's exactly what I would say is I really didn't, I obviously knew about escorts, but I honestly, in my head, an escort was like somebody that you called up and they went out to dinner, or you took them to a party that you didn't have a date for or something like that. Maybe I'm sheltered, but I was like, I had no idea. I mean, I knew before you sent me the, you know, I went through your links and stuff like that, but a long time ago, I didn't even think that was, they were blended together, that there was like, where are there pimps for escorts, or is it, or they only, they're solo contractors, or do you know what I mean? Like I always thought like a pimp thing was like, you know, hookers and prostitutes. I didn't equate escorts to that, you know?
Well, I think that it's more like hands off now. Like,
okay.
From what I've gathered, there are, so like, let's say there's an escort that's been in the business for a really long time.
Yeah.
She's acquired quite the list. So mm-hmm. Let's say that she has a client list of maybe even people that didn't work out for her personally, but she knows that they would be a good client for someone else.
Right.
She could have a roster of a few thousand people.
Jesus. And,
right. So then she could then use that and be in, and then these clients obviously trust her. They know she's reliable. And then she could have a list of girls and potentially get a percentage. Now, obviously this isn't all girls. I think most of them are independent contractors, work for themselves. But yeah, I think that is, well, I know it's a thing because I've heard about it. But I think it probably still happens.
So is there, you know, going through the Twitter list, I'm going to say, well, actually all of them were pretty much high end websites, and the values that they ask for are really high. Is there another section of this where it's, you know, people who aren't loaded that can get escorts? It's just not as high of a quality.
Well, okay. So the websites that were, I feel like, more affordable, the Trump administration took down. So it's like, geez, you guys have to ruin everything.
You guys had to take that down? What the fuck? You couldn't just leave that alone?
Oh, gosh. But they took down, well, because also there was a high amount of sex trafficking. So they took down the ads on Craigslist.
Well, that part is definitely is something that I agree with. That's a whole nother story to talk about. That's unbelievable to me, reading about some of that.
Well, okay. What I don't get is they do that, but then they don't shut down all of the Jack Shacks all around. Where, for anyone that doesn't know Jack Shack, you know, these quote unquote massage parlors,
right,
where you see all of these Asian girls that don't speak a lick of English. You can tell that they are either just got here or they are being held, you know, in an isolated position. Right. And, you know, I mean, I watch Special Victims Unit. they always touch on current events, you know, which is why I think they've lasted for as long as going on 2 decades now or however long it's been, is because it always stays interesting because it's always touching on hot topics. Right. And, you know, these salons are still open. So, you, and I feel like that's where the highest concentration is, not so much, you know, your MILF on Craigslist charging $60 a session.
That's what I'm asking about. And it's so funny, just the sidebar here with the massage shops. I refuse to go into a massage parlor because I don't want to be the guy that's there getting a massage and the cops bust in and it's one of those places. I will only go to like one of these big massage. And I've actually only gone to get one massage. My girlfriend bought it for me for my birthday 1 year and I loved it, but I'm so scared to go in any of those massage parlors like that you see on the side of the road because I'll be the guy that's there getting a massage and they bust in and it's one of those places. I'd be so scared that would happen to me.
I know, it sucks because some of them are legitimate, but you don't know which ones.
How do you know? Yeah. How do you know that? You know, you don't, there's no way of figuring that out.
Right.
You know, well, you can't go in and be like, is this a legitimate massage parlor?
Well, I'll tell you one. I went into one in Florida and I wanted a massage because I had heard it was like $40 for a massage. And I'm like, well, that's crazy because I go to like a super high end spa here in Indiana. It's like $200 for a massage.
Exactly. That's so what she got me. That she got me like a $250 1 hour. They were throwing rocks at me and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. You get like seaweed wraps. Exactly. The whole spiel. So, but this place was like $40. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm so tired. Like I've been working all week at this convention. I really want a massage. I go in and this lady's like, no massage for you. And I'm like, oh,
what?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. Like, and she's like, you're not a man, no massage. And, you know, booted me out the door. And what? It was like, it was super shady. Like, you couldn't see anything in the back. They had curtains drawn and it was just like her.
Oh
right
yeah.
There.
That's definitely, see that place that you could be like, okay, I get it. That's one of those places. But right. Some of these places you walk in, you don't know. You have no idea. You go in there for a back rub. next thing you know, the cops are busting in on you. You know?
I know. Oh my gosh. Crazy.
So a couple of things that I noticed getting back to the escorts were there was definitely certain terms on there that I had no idea, like I never knew about until I went on. And every girl had these on their website. It was
acronyms.
Acronyms, but there's also other things. The in-call versus out-call. I was trying to figure that out. Is in-call you're going to their house and out-call you're meeting them at a hotel?
Yes.
Really? They would actually have people come to their house?
Well, okay. So I can't speak for every woman. Every woman does it different, but there are women that will have clients come to their home, or, you know, in call could also mean she has a hotel for that week.
Okay.
And
okay.
She's having them come there.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
It could be either or.
Hey, I'm in San Diego this week. That's where she brings people. I gotcha. Okay.
Right.
Now, the other thing was fly me to you, the FMTY. I'm going through all these websites and I'm like, what the hell is FMTY? And it's fly me to you. I was like, wow, these guys must be freaking loaded. And because the reason why I say that must be freaking loaded is because the majority of the ladies on these escort pages demand first class or business class if you're flying them to you.
I would too, you know, like I'd be like,
I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I was like, I'm thinking from the guys end that these guys, it must be guys that are loaded. I can't even afford first class or business class for myself.
That's what I'm saying. For somebody right? else. That's what I'm saying. I would think it's almost like a vetting process for the girls, you know, like thinking as from a woman's perspective, like guys can be so shady and claim all of these things. And I would think that's a way for the girls to ensure how serious the guys are and how much money they actually have. Like if a guy says, oh yeah, here's your first class ticket, then the girl is going to feel very comfortable, you know, getting ready for that trip and also on that flight and have lower trepidation.
Yeah. I have so many questions for some of these ladies, because it's like, you know, have they ever had like a guy come meet with them, seems fine and everything like that, and he meets with them and he's like some dirty guy, that, you know, a non-shower guy that's just like greasy and stuff like that, and do they turn him away, and has it ever turned into like a problem, you know, like stuff like that is like always in the back of my head, where these ladies are vulnerable sometimes, you know, with some of these guys that come and meet them, you know?
Right. And I'd be curious. I bet I could get someone on for an interview.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, we should definitely try that. That would be great. Because I was going through everything, and I'm like, what's their screening process? You know, like, do they screen their clients? Like, if I called and said, hey, I want to meet you, I want to take you out to New York and I want to meet with you, like, do they, like, as media get off the phone, do they start searching my name, like, on Facebook and things like that? I wonder what they do.
I have them on my timeline. Mm-hmm. And there was a girl just a few days ago, and she was like, don't fall for this guy. I went and looked him up after he emailed me, and he's a freak, and he posts all these terrible things about women and wanting to hurt them. So they do their research.
I'm sure they do. I'm so interested to know what they do. Do they go on like LinkedIn and be like, oh, Jim Napolitano, vice president of so-and-so company, you know, like, okay.
Right.
He seems okay. You know?
Right.
I always like, I'm intrigued by that whole scenario, like, especially with a new client. I'm assuming with you know, clients, they know who they're dealing with, and I'm sure they get more and more comfortable with certain guys, and like you said, that those are probably the guys that they'll let come over their house or whatever, you know.
Right. I've had, of course, you know, being who I am, people email me and say, right, I want to meet you, I'll pay anything, and they'll offer some absurd amount, like,
oh my God,
I'll give you, you know, $100,000 to fly to me for the weekend. And I'm like, okay, because like, I'm not going to,
who the fuck's turning that down? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll ask them, I'll say, can you hold your ID next to your face and send me a photo? And I have never had one person respond. So
of course not. Yeah. When they're offering that much, it's like, they're just like, oh, I think I can get her to come if I just, you know, offer a crazy amount of money and once you start asking like the digging questions, like, you know, ID and you know, that's where you're going to find out the real people, you know?
Right. So, but I can't, you know, so I don't know, like, with these girls, I would think it would be hard. I mean, I guess they have, you know, that's more reasonable prices than $100,000, but
yeah.
I would be trepidatious as a client coming into that and saying, I don't know if I want this girl. I don't know her that well. I don't know if I want my ID, you know, like, and I even, you know, had said like, oh, you can blur out your driver's license number. Yeah. I just need an ID next to your face.
Yeah.
But people just still seem like, no, I don't want to do that. So, you know, unfortunately for me, I've had no $100,000 buyout.
Sons of bitches. some freaking guy with $100,000 can't come up with a freaking ID. Now, is that something, like, you've been out of the industry for a while now? What is it, like 7 years, 8 years now?
It is 8 years, yeah, going on 9. Oh my gosh.
Wow. And so, did you get more of that when you were in the industry, or do you get more of it now that you're out?
I would say now that I'm out, I'm much more available to the public now. Never had a Facebook in the industry. I didn't even think Instagram was around when I was in the industry.
Yeah.
And I only ever did Twitter, and I didn't even post photos of myself on Twitter. I only ever would speak because I was not – I was really scared of the public.
Yeah.
So I just stayed like away, and I didn't have the need for it, as to where now it's the opposite. It's, you know, I depend on my social media for all of my businesses. So I would say, yeah, definitely more now, because they see, you know, such an open window, as to where before they didn't have a way to even contact me.
And it's such an easy way to contact fans and everything like that. Like you can, and you can control it too. So it probably makes it a lot easier that way, that, you know, you can, you know, you're going to get your your fill of assholes out there that are jerks, you know, but you also probably have people that are genuine fans that love the fact that they have some sort of an access to you, you know?
Right. 100%. I think with the escorts, I'm still thinking about the escorts here. I think with them, so I noticed at first when COVID first started happening, you know, talking about effects of the industry, that at first it was kind of half and half. Like when it first started, they're like, half of them were like, I'm still going to see clients. The other half was like, no way. I would never do that. And then, you know, as it progressed, just like kind of the rest of our industries, you know, we're like, oh, this is real serious. Like, let's not do anything. Yeah. So now I see a lot of them saying that their clients can pay in advance, or even I've seen girls say that they're accepting like basically like layaway programs, to where like what we were talking about, a lot of guys can't afford this. But what they can do is, if they really want to see a girl, they can put $100 down a month until they reach, you know, that goal of, you know, being able to see her, whatever the amount may be.
These girls aren't stupid.
No,
that's great.
They are not.
They're really not.
They are not. They are so smart. I'm really good friends with two of them. They're both dominatrix ones, of course. Like that's the two that I became close to, are like these super doms. And
Bobby and I have one that called us too, and she's in that, she's similar in that industry as well.
And they're both from England, so it makes everything they say even more serious, you know.
Like, yes, I know which one of them. I think I jumped on their website, and I think I know who you're talking about. One of the girls that you know.
Oh my gosh, they're amazing. I love those girls so much.
That accent definitely makes it sound more, it sound very serious.
It does. They can say anything and it sounds serious.
Yeah.
But also a lot of these girls have the OnlyFans, the FanCentros, but the ones that didn't, now they're trying to. But I also saw another issue is that a few of the girls had tried to advertise on these websites. Well, these websites, of course, don't like that on there because they don't want to get in trouble for these activities, especially in the US where it's pretty illegal. So, in other countries, they're a lot more relaxed and women cannot be charged. The men can, but the
women
cannot.
Legal in the United States? Is it legal anywhere? Or is it just Vegas?
It's not even all of Vegas. It's just that one county where the Bunny Ranch is.
Right, because it's not even, the strip isn't legal. I know that.
Yeah, it isn't legal. I mean, and they've really cracked down on the advertising and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's still all over. You know, I hired an escort in Vegas once. That was fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Was
it for like an event or something like that, or you just
it was
for the night?
It was for an ex-boyfriend. It was for him as like a birthday present or something.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he lasted like 3 seconds. It was like such a waste of $1,200.
He finished in 12 seconds?
Okay, I got to tell the story.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I demand that you tell the story.
Especially, so for anyone that's been to Vegas, you see the girls, girls, girls.
Yep.
Everyone's handing you a card.
Yep.
Escorts everywhere. Okay, so of course, after going to Vegas for the 10th time, I'm like, I got to see one of these girls. Like, I got to see how real this is.
Exactly. Is this the person on the card or not?
Right. So I call the number on the card, and him and I are sitting in the room. You know, before we go, I go to the ATM, take out the money.
Yeah.
And I'm on the phone, and, you know, she's like, well, what type? First of all, she was very, third time I'm using the word trepidatious. I don't know why this is in my head so much today. But
that's what we're changing the podcast name to, trepidatious, by the way.
Trepidatious. She was very trepidatious about a woman calling. She was very wary of that. She's
right.
Like, well, why isn't he on the phone? And I'm thinking, because he's an idiot and he doesn't know what he's doing. Just let me do this phone call. So she's like, well, what type of girl do you want? And I look at him and I'm what age? And I look at him at the time, I don't know, I'm like 24. And I'm like, what age do you want? And he's like 18. So I tell him like 18. And she's like, what kind of body type do you want? And he was like, and at the time, you know, I'm like D breasts. And he's like, I want A cups. And so I told her A cups. And then she's like, okay, what nationality do you want? And I look at him, I'm like, what kind of nationality? I didn't, this obviously was not on speakerphone. What kind of nationality do you want? And he was like, Asian. And then I look at him and I'm like, do you even like me? Like, what? I'm like, what is happening?
I was just going to say, what did he pick, like, the exact opposite of, you were 24 at the time, he wanted an 18.
Right.
You're a white girl with blonde hair, he picks an Asian girl.
Like, right.
You got big boobs, he wants small boobs.
Yes. So anyways, I let it go because I'm like, okay, variety is the spice of life. Well, we'll yes. just do yep. this. So I'm like, okay, you know, how much is it going to be? She tells me $1,200. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you know, I'm from the industry, so I respect the hustle. Yeah. And yep. So, you know, she hung up with us and then called back to verify what hotel we were at. She let me know they only work with the top hotels there. So if you're staying at like the Pink Flamingo or whatever, you're not going to get a girl.
They're not sending anybody over.
Yeah, at least not from a high-end place. You know, you're not going to get, but we were staying at, I think the Venetian or something. Okay. So, you know, and it's like just those, the Palazzo ones like those. So anyway.
I was
going
to say, what's their limit? Like the Monte Carlo's their limit or something like that?
I don't think the Monte Carlo's made the list.
It's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not there. Okay, okay. Well,
I don't think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know my Vegas hotels probably that well. So then she called back to verify, and then she's like, okay, she'll be there in half an hour. So I go on the couch because she made me assure that I was not part of this thing because then, you know, you have to pay the extra. And I'm like, no, I had no desire to be. Like, I'm not interested, and I wanted this for him. And I'm like, fine, I'll go sit on the couch. And it was like a really big room where it's a separate living room and all that. So I'm across from this action. And the girl gets there and she's in jeans, a t-shirt, but really, I mean, at 18, everybody's cute. You can't even be ugly at 18, you know, like everyone's just adorable. And, you know, now at, you know, the age that I am now, 18 seems, you know, crazy. I would never do that. I'd never hire an 18, but you know, at 24 to 18, and he was the same age as me. So it was like, you know, a peer practically. So we're like, okay, whatever. And so she goes to the bathroom. She's in the bathroom for quite some time. She comes out. Yeah. She puts a condom on his penis and then begins to perform fellatio.
Right.
And then she all of a sudden is getting up within a few seconds and taking the condom off and going to the bathroom and spends another 15 minutes in the bathroom. And then I while she's in there, I'm like, what happened? And he's like, I came. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, we had her for an hour. She literally didn't even get her clothes off. He didn't even get to see her A cups.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What kind of shit is that?
Yeah. And then we got to talk to her for like 5 minutes. She's a college student. She was like, oh yeah, I was in the middle of homework. You know, like I got the call, thought I'd stop by real quick. You know, I'm like,
finishing
well,
my calculus homework. And then I'll come over and give you a blowjob.
Right. Like, and you know, this is a big, industry, like a big, what's the word I'm looking for? Agency. So I imagine that they were taking a large percentage of what she was making, maybe even half. So I would say she's probably getting 600, maybe 800 at the most. So I'm like, that's the easiest 600 to 800 she's ever made, like guaranteed.
Yeah, I wish I had a calculator. I'd like to know what her hourly wage was for that freaking blowjob.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, so that is my only experience with an S. What about you, Jimmy? What do you got?
I wish I had an experience. I don't, and I'm being 100% truthful with you. I've never, and I've been to Vegas probably about 10 times, and I've been with Bobby, and he's somebody you want to go to Vegas with because it is the funniest thing in the world. First of all, every girl that walks by you that's good looking is a prostitute. See that? She's a prostitute. He's like, hooker, prostitute, hooker. I was like, come on. They all can't be hookers and prostitutes, man. But I've had a couple of friends that have gone there because they were virgins and they went there for their first time.
I mean, why not?
Like, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I guess so. You know,
with a girl that knows what she's doing. Also, I would imagine that a virgin is a girl's favorite because, you know, he hasn't been around, you know, he's safe.
Yep.
And Yeah, I would imagine that that's an easy, you know, they're going to come and, you know,
I was going to say it's another $1,200 blowjob.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, it's going to be quick.
Yep.
But I play the same game as Bobby does.
You do. You walk through there. Same thing. All right. Yeah. We all have to go to Vegas together one day.
Oh my gosh. Him and I will be arguing about it because.
And I'll keep score.
Yeah. Because a lot of them are more covert than what you would think. You know, like my girl showed up in jeans,
yeah,
and that's okay. That's what they do. Okay.
Yeah.
The girls that he's pointing to, those are just booth hoes that are, you know, out, you know, from LA for the weekend.
I was just going to say, those are the girls that are there for like, bachelorette parties and stuff. And they bought their sluttiest outfit they could find, and they're traipsing around Vegas in that outfit. And that's how I see it.
That's what it is. I'm telling you, because I have seen the escort in person, uh-huh. And you would have never in a million guessed that that's what she was there doing ever.
I had one experience where my friend and I were playing 3-card poker, and a girl sat down next to an Asian girl, actually. And she was not like she was well dressed, but kind of like, you know, just normal outfit, nothing crazy. And she kept asking me where was I staying and stuff like that. So I kind of got the hint that that's what she was.
Right.
I was with somebody at the time, and I just like had no interest in it. But it's definitely, I agree with you. I think they're a little more conspicuous than what Bobby thinks.
Yeah. I mean, you never know though. You never
That's
know.
True. That's true. I mean, it is crazy. Do you know why these escorts, they have their faces blurred out in all the pictures on their website?
Well, because they don't want people to know. They don't want people to find out who they are. They could be, I mean, geez, I mean, some of these, okay, so I've talked with some of these girls personally,
yeah.
And you wouldn't believe how well off some of these girls' situations are.
Oh, now, I'm this sure. Isn't the they're, case making, for, they're making bank on these guys.
Not,
if they have a bunch of clients, forget it.
Oh, I'm not just saying that. I'm saying some of their husbands are doctors,
oh,
lawyers,
okay. Oh, I
things
didn't even
like
know
that.
Okay.
Yes. Wow. Yes, that and that's what blows my mind. I'm
and they
like,
know
girl,
about it, like the
yes,
wow,
yes, it's crazy. It's crazy. We're talking about. I mean, you have to think, okay, like people see these women as like unicorns, okay,
but yeah.
They're just a woman living a life like any other woman is. So they
yeah.
have a husband. They could have 3 kids. You know, like there's several, you know, facets of their life other than what they do for a living. So,
You think it's mostly because like it's an age difference with the, you know, you're saying doctors and lawyers and stuff like that. Is it usually because it's like an older gentleman or something like that? And I don't know, like, and that's like a trophy wife kind of thing.
I'm saying like they want to blur the people that are blurring their faces are the ones that have the most to lose from a social standing from a social standpoint. Like,
oh, I understand it now.
They could have
what you said. Like, I completely understand it.
Yeah, like they don't want to lose their place in society of wherever they may be, as to where the people that don't have their faces blurred are kind of like just out there, and they're like, fuck you. I never wanted to be part of your golf resort anyway.
Exactly.
I don't care about it. You know, like screw your country club.
Right.
You know, I just want to go to the, I don't know. Like I just don't care about your elitism.
Right.
What I'm thinking with the girls that don't have their faces, not saying that all girls that have their faces blurred, you know, are looking for to be in a certain social class. There could be a multitude of also college girls that are just trying to get through, you know,
yeah,
school, and then
true.
they want to go on and be a nurse. You can't be a nurse if you have that background. It specifically says in the nurse's oath that you cannot have any type of pornographic or sexual nature background.
Right. And yeah, because that'll end up hurting you,
right,
unfortunately, down the road. Yeah. But the one thing, another thing that I noticed with a lot of these sites are the acronyms are fantastic. They're
okay.
Unbelievable.
Jimmy, these acronyms piss me off. Okay, so I'm on Fan Centro and OnlyFans, uh-huh, like I said,
yeah,
and I will have guys that will message me and say, will you do QVC, PBS, QRV, LMNOP. And right. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Just because I'm Brie Olsen, we used our big people words on set, okay? There right. wasn't any these acronyms being used. If the director wanted you to do a blowjob, they'd say, okay, we're doing a blowjob. Right. Like, just say it. Okay, enough of my rant.
No, I get it. That's got to be frustrating because it's like, you can't just say words. Like, it's a generation thing too. Like the OMG generation, you know, it's like everything has to be shortened. It's like, you can't just say, oh my God.
I feel like I'm still pretty hip with the everyday acronyms, right. but I feel like it's almost their way of chickening out and not wanting to be a big boy and say what they want. Mm-hmm. And they're just trying to like shorten it and say, you know, hey, could you do this? And it's like their way of getting out of saying the full sentence.
Yeah.
Like they're ashamed almost.
What have you gotten any ones that I know you said QVC and PBS and stuff like that, but do you remember any ones that you've gotten that threw you off?
Well, they're usually nasty. I can tell you that. They're
and
usually...
that's probably why they're acronyms, because they don't want to say
right.
They don't want to say cock stuffing.
Oh my God, is that a real is cock stuffing?
Yeah, it involves using thin cylindrical items, thermometers, and inserting them into the dick hole.
I literally just felt like a little.
You like, and me both.
Not quite regurgitation, but like the little muscle in the throat that could cause that. Like
why?
It almost...
Why? You know why? I don't understand that.
You know, we have to have one of my dom girls on here because me personally, I want to punch those guys in the face. Like when a guy says to me, like, I want you to, you know, like they're these sub guys. It's like, I'm a sub. Don't come to me with that stuff. Like right. I don't know. There's something that it does within me. I think I needed to see a psychiatrist, Jimmy, because when a guy comes to me and says, mm-hmm. make fun of my tiny penis, right. I just want to punch him. I don't know what it is in me, but it literally angers me.
I will never understand the guys that are into that. Listen, I don't mind. Like with my girlfriend, like I like when she takes control and stuff every once in a while. I like that. But I would never want her like making fun of me or something like that. You know what I mean? Like making me feel like shit. I'd like for her to take control sometimes, but not to beat the shit out of me, you know?
I get the degrading stuff because I like it, but I don't like it when guys like it.
But you, so you like once that you would want somebody to like talk shit about you, like you don't mind that, you like that.
Yeah, really? I like it. Yeah,
but does it just
like
get you angry? So you have angry sex then?
No, it doesn't make me mad. No, I just like it. I like all the like just degrade the shit out of me, you know. But I don't like
you don't like a guy. It's not manly for you that a guy wants that.
I don't know what it is. It's just some psyche thing going on within me that it's the biggest turnoff to me in the world. And I mean, I guess, you know, because I am so submissive probably is why. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, you couldn't say anything more repulsive to me than what you're saying right now.
Yeah. Do you know what WS is?
Wash. semen. Wash semen.
No, it's water sports. So golden showers and being urinated on.
Fuck you. No. No.
Don't say fuck you.
No, none of that. None of that. That's very unsanitary. While I heard that it is sanitary in the moment.
Right.
Not, no. Nope. No.
I don't understand that whole concept. Like, I don't understand. And that to me is like a degrading thing, right? You're taking a piss on somebody. So that's like you're dominating them.
It just seems filthy to me. It doesn't seem like dominating.
I mean, and you take it to the worst level with like the scat stuff. It's just like, I don't understand the people that are sitting there watching that and they love to watch it. And it's like crazy to me.
I have had, I used to have a very successful panty business. And yeah. The things that I would get asked to do.
Oh my God. I don't even want to know.
Lord. Right. Lord have mercy. And the only complaint that I ever received was that my panties weren't dirty enough.
Oh my God.
Mind you, I didn't, you know, like guys will say, I want a 3-day wear. And it's like, okay. It's like, what kind of sick individual do you think I am that I'm wearing the same pair of underwear for 3 days long?
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, what is like, and you know, if I think, I'm trying to think of it from their aspect, you know, and their aspect is do they want to make sure that you wore them? So they want it extra. They want you to wear an extra case so they can be like, this is actually worn by her, or do they enjoy the smell of something like
they,
that?
Yeah, they enjoy the smell. They've sent me pictures of them wearing the panties on their heads. They very much love this. I'm not kidding. But what I'll do is, so I had the business, and I would say that it includes like 5 photos. So I would email the 5 photos while the panties were on the way. And, but that was the extent that I wore them. I wore them for the amount of time that it took to take the photos and then right back off again. And I would spray them with a body spray and put them in a Ziploc and send them off. So I would hope that they would be happy that they, you know, had graced the presence of my vagina, and that was enough.
Right.
And,
right.
But some of them were not happy enough with that.
That's just unbelievable to me that these guys, can you wear these for 5 days, please? That's crazy. Oh my crazy.
Goodness. I know.
Now I'll give you an easy one. Do you know what DP is, right?
Double penetration.
Yes. That's an easy one. Yes. How about CFNM?
Whoa, CFNM. Okay. Cock fighting. and what was the last one?
CFNM. CFNM.
Okay. Cock fighting. Never mind.
I can't even say it. It's clothed female, nude male. This is exactly what it sounds like, is the explanation. So this is, I guess this is a girl who's dressed and the guy's naked and I mean, there's not much you can do there aside from her giving him a blowjob, I guess. And that's about it.
I mean, that, okay. I like, I would prefer to stay dressed if I was in that scenario, I guess. So that's good.
Right.
That's good. I can get down with that. I like that one.
You're okay with that?
Well, I would like maybe for him just to stand in the corner and like jack off into a Kleenex.
Okay. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Do you know what MIL is? Not MILF, MIL.
Missing in limbo.
It's mother-in-law porn.
Wow.
I'm going to be honest with you. I, you know, doing research for some stuff, because Bobby and I did a show with all, it was called Guess the Adult Star, and we had 2 contestants on, and I would put a picture up because we had 2 guys that claimed they knew every porn star, adult star that was out there. And it was the funniest part about it was I did 80s, 90s, and 2000s, and they did terrible with the girls. As soon as I put the guy porn stars up, they knew all the guy porn stars.
I'm telling you, that's what referencing what I was that's saying exactly earlier.
Exactly. That solidifies what you were saying earlier. It's like they know exactly who that was. So yeah, mother-in-law porn. So when I was trying, you know how hard it is to get pictures of porn stars with their clothes on? Because you can't put that on Periscope. So it was not easy. It was a weekly adventure for me to get all these pictures and stuff like that. And a lot of what came through was mother-in-law porn and father-in-law porn, where
I don't get that part,
and I don't get the stepsister, stepbrother kind of stuff, and stepmom and stepdad stuff. I don't understand the draw to that stuff.
Me either. I don't know.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Do you know what PNR is? You'll never get this. Never get this.
PNR. Penis.
Yes.
Newly prescribed.
Just like, first of all, it's PNR, not PNP. Oh. I think I like your versions better. PNR is a paranormal romance.
What the fuck does that mean?
That means that there's guys or women out there jerking off to ghosts.
Stop.
I swear to God, it's crazy. Some of these things that they gave us abbreviations for are not acronyms. They're abbreviations. Like the word pegging. Do you know what pegging is?
Unfortunately,
this always comes up on our
unfortunately.
Show.
Unfortunately,
yeah. That to me is another thing. We had Joe Simon. We had him on one night, and the topic of dry docking came up. Do you know what dry docking is?
Oh my God, no. What is it?
Dry docking is when they don't have to be gay, but two fellas with uncut penises, they roll the excess skin over the other guy's penis, and they both jerk each other off and into the connection. Am I explaining that correctly?
You explained it too well. You know, before you're gonna throw up and your mouth starts salivating.
Yeah, you got that.
That's what's happening over here.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Hey, listen, I did some research here. Okay,
you did your research and you did it thoroughly. You came through.
I came through in shining colors. Do you know what analingus is?
You know, I've heard of that one, but I don't. What is it?
It's any sexual activity involving licking, kissing, or tonguing another person's anus.
Okay, eat the booty like groceries. I know that from a song. Yeah.
I know that from a song. I still can't get over the cock stuffing thing. Because do you know what the end goal is for cock stuffing? You know how I said that they're inserting things into their hole? You know, thermometers and stuff? And if you want me to stop, just tell me. I know this can get a little grass.
What is the goal?
But do you know what the end game is? Over many months, continue to gradually remount the hole at the head with larger items, thus ultimately allowing your buddy to obtain the goal of fucking your urethra.
No.
How can that be possible?
Stop. Oh my God. Why? Why? Oh my gosh. Everyone, just stick to the basics, you guys. I mean, I'm hella gay, you know, I'm married to a woman, but it's like, you know, this, so I don't mind the gay sex, but like, let's not put our foreskins over each other's and jack off into them. It doesn't seem sanitary. I think we just need to stay away from it.
It just, what did you really run out of things to do that's the direction you had to go in?
I have a lot of gay male friends, and I kind of want to ask them now if they've ever done that. And I almost guarantee you, just knowing them, they're going to be like, what the fuck? No, you know, like, no.
I don't know, because when we had Joe on, he had awful good knowledge of different things. And it's definitely, I just Bobby and I were in awe of it, and he's like, you know, Joe, you know, he could be flamboyant sometimes, and he's like, do you guys know what shrimping is? And we're like, no, we don't know what shrimping is. And if you look it up, it's like, you know, some guy bangs another guy in the butt and finishes off in the butt, and then takes a straw and sucks out the semen from his ass is shrimping.
Oh my God. No, but I see this kind of stuff on porn. Like, and it makes me angry. It makes me want to punch my phone. Like,
well, I just don't understand, because it's like, how did you get to this point that this is something that you decided, you know, would be a great idea? Let me go get a straw. You know, like, how does that come to fruition? You know, I just don't get it. And it's definitely something you and I should definitely look at. Shrimping. I love your names every time you come back. The last one was poop. So I don't understand how people get to that level of filth, I guess the word is. I don't know what the right word is, you know.
I'm upset. I'm personally offended that people acronym me and think that I know what these things mean.
I agree with that. That they think that you know about all this stuff because you were in the industry. So she has to know. She was in the industry. She has to know.
Well, so my one dominatrix friend, the English one of them, her name is Neera, and we exchanged each other's OnlyFans to check it out. Right. And I was like, you know, she's a dom, I'm a sub. So me and Kayla are just watching hers with our mouths dropped open, right. Like, oh my God, amazing. We skipped over the ones with the guys. Like, we were just watching the ones where she's talking to the camera. And we're both like, oh my God, this is so hot. And then, you know, so I told her, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love your stuff. And she was like, yeah, yours is vanilla. And I'm like, yeah, I know, that's my brand. You know, like, I know.
She said that to you? Like, she was like, yours is vanilla. That's it.
And it is. And it is. It's very vanilla, but that is what my brand is. And everybody that has watched my movies, they know that. They know I am the quintessential porn star of, I do missionary, doggy, reverse, you know, and so forth. And then maybe a little come on the face and we're done, you know?
Right.
And
right.
That's what my career was. So right. When people message me asking for these really ludicrous things and claim to be such big fans, I'm like, obviously you're not. Obviously you never watched my movies, because
right.
My stuff is very, you know, straightforward. And there's a lot of guys that, you know, like, I would say majority of men, they don't want to get on a porn site and watch a girl squirt a huge jawbreaker out of her ass and then also see what color the jawbreaker was by the juice that she then squirts out of her ass. Right? Like, that's not what most of us are.
Did you just make that up, or was that something actually that you've seen before?
I literally saw that, and I have shared the video several times. If I can find it again, I'll be sure to send it to you.
I was going
to
say, you know, you have my phone number. You can send me stuff like that. Right. That to me stuff is golden sometimes.
It is one of the most I think I threw up one of the times I watched it. I don't have a very strong stomach at all. Yeah. But I think for the most part, when guys are getting on, you know, to get a quick jerk in, they aren't looking for that. They're just looking for the basic, okay, they're having sex, done. You know, like, they don't need a lot. And, you know, as long as it's a cute girl and she's having sex, that's enough. And that's what I offer. So, you know, that's that. But you know, Neera, I literally laughed out loud when she said I was vanilla. I'm like, because it's true. I know I am.
Did you have to ever, well, not have to, but did you do anything that you were not comfortable with doing while you were doing that?
In porn?
Yeah.
You know, the only thing was that there were, of course, days where I didn't feel like having sex, but I had to do it anyway. I had to go to work, you know, like,
I never thought about that. That's gotta be, that has to be a pain in the ass. And it's like, you know, literally a pain in the ass. That's gotta,
yeah.
No, but that seriously though, that has to be like, how do you get up for that? You know,
it's, you just show up and you grin and bear it. And, you know, I've tried to explain to like other people, it's like, you know, when you go to work at the bank as the teller, it's like, you don't have to smile. You don't have to worry about
this. You know, you have to put on a show.
You have to put on a full blown show, you know?
Exactly.
And it's like, it doesn't matter if you're on your period. It doesn't matter if you're having cramps. It doesn't matter if someone just broke up with you the night before. It doesn't matter. You have to show up.
You got to put on that show, and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, especially with my name and the rate that people were paying me, they couldn't just get a substitute girl in. It's like they have everyone on set there waiting for me specifically. So if I were to cancel, everybody would be out of work that day and out of money. So,
and it would be such a detriment probably to your career, that if you were canceling stuff all the time and stuff like that, that they probably wouldn't use you for stuff, right?
I canceled one time. I was deathly ill. One time out of my 5 years.
Yeah.
And
I never even thought about that aspect of it.
Right. My agent even drove me to the set in his back seat to show them how sick I was. He made me get in the back of his car and he drove me there. And they looked at me and they're like, why'd you drive her here? It's fine. Like, we know, you know, like, cause my reputation was really good. And so were the other, any big names you hear in the industry. This is what I've always told people. It's not about what a girl looks like. She doesn't have to be the prettiest. She doesn't have to put on the best sex shows or whatever, this and that.
Right.
She has to be the most reliable. That is what right. it comes down to.
And yeah, that's people, a huge, huge part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Professionalism and showing up. And if you have those two things, or you have a good attitude and all of that, people will hire you again and again.
Do you want another acronym?
Yeah.
Do you know what CBT is?
Like the cannabis oil.
That would be CBD. This oh. is CBT, as in Tom. T as in Tom.
Okay. What is it?
I need you to make one up at least, because that's the best, is when you make it.
Okay,
up.
Okay. What is it?
You're
again?
Definitely gonna get the first word.
CBT.
No, CBT is in Tom.
Oh, CBT. Okay. Cock. CB. Balls.
Oh boy, you're almost there.
Okay, and T. Cock balls. Cock ball tickling.
Oh, you know what? You want to know something?
Huh.
Before you said it, I was like, she's going to say tickling, and it's not tickling.
Oh.
It's cock and ball torture.
No! Oh my gosh, tickling sounded so much nicer.
Sounds so much better to me than cock and ball. Yet another thing that I just don't understand, these gentlemen who like to get kicked in the balls and girls tying their dicks in knots and stuff like that is just crazy to me. I don't get it. And does it not hurt when they get kicked in the balls? Because if you came up to me and were like, "Hey, Jimmy, what's going on?" and you grazed my balls by mistake, I would be on the floor. Like, guys aren't lying. When you get grazed in the balls, it hurts. It's like, it's not hurt. It's like this super powerful nausea that like pierces your stomach. That's the way I explain it to somebody. It's not a pain. It is a pain, but it's a strange type of pain. So I will never understand cock and ball torture at all. Girls pulling on the balls and stuff like that just doesn't do it. I don't get it.
I have no idea how it feels. I did do a shoot.
I would hope not.
right. Most 99.9% of my shoots were extremely vanilla. But there was right. this one guy that liked to hire me. And at first it started out with scenes where he's like, "Could I hire you for a scene to lick your armpits?" And right. I'm like, "Ooh, probably not." And he's like, right. "I'll pay you this much." And I'm like, "Well, okay, then. Everything is
well,
a price.
My armpit looks good.
It looks great to me. I'll just be sure not to wear the deodorant so you,
exactly.
you know, you don't have whatever." Yeah. But then it progressed. And then he's yeah. like, "I would like to hire you to kick me in the balls." To which my agent said no, and then he came back with a price, and I said, "Of course,
Do you want that with cleats or without cleats?"
So, and that was probably the hardest scene or scenes. I think he hired me a couple times for that I ever right. had to shoot, and that's what he was notorious for. He loved that, and he would hire girls mostly just for that, just for.
So you've kicked the guy in the balls on purpose. You've done it.
I mean,
CBT.
Reluctantly so, but I mean, there's a price on everything.
Bree, you've done CBT.
I've done CBT. I didn't know it was called CBT.
Well, now you know. Now you can put that on your resume.
Great. Perfect.
Oh my God. And I have one last one that there's a few of them. There's brother cest, which is, you know, brothers having sex with each other. And then
Great.
There was, the taint, which is, you know, the air between the sack and the crack. We all know that.
Right.
Twincest is twins having sex with each other. But the one that stuck out to me, and I waited for last for this, actually, there was another one, that apodravia, which is the male piercing. It's a piercing that, they pierce from the top to the bottom of the penis. So like they put a barbell from the top and it goes through the center of the penis to the bottom.
I mean, is it like a stabilizer?
I don't understand that.
Like how in a steel building, you know.
I'll be 100% honest with you. I had a bunch of piercings when I was in college. One of them was through the bottom of my penis.
Oh.
It was like a barbell, but it was through the bottom, like through the skin on the bottom.
Okay,
that was
you know
it.
What? You're not as innocent as you come off to be. There's more to you.
Oh, there's more to me. Yeah, there's definitely more to me. It's not. I'm not that innocent.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I had like 13 piercings or something like that. My nipples, my eyebrow, my lip, my.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to have to send me some pictures of these. I mean,
everybody says the same thing. I need pictures. And the only picture I have is when I was in a band and you could barely see the piercings. It sucks because back then nobody was like walking around with cameras like we are now.
Right. You know?
So it's like, I have all these pictures that I'm in like bands and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, you can't really tell that I have, you're not going to know that I have a dick piercing.
Right. <know? laughs> Right. Well, that's not the one I was specifically asking for. I mean,
you wanted to just see my eyebrow ring or whatever. Yeah. Like that. I think you can make out the lip ring when in the pictures I have, but it's tough because they're mostly like band pictures. But I don't understand through the top through the bottom just makes me squirm a little bit.
And the
Prince Albert. Do you know what a Prince Albert is? Where they put like a hoop through the hole through the bottom.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's just not something. How can that be sanitary? How does it not get infected? I just don't understand that. You know.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Yep.
These people need holy water. So I'm not even a Christian.
The last one I have for you, it's two mixed together. One, it's ANR or ABF.
Okay, ANR. Ass. Neverland. relaxation.
That's just an anal porno. You just described ass, Neverland, relaxation. There's nothing. That's basically what you. It is adult breastfeeding or adult nursing relationship.
No, oh my god! I swear to God, if some dude ever tried to take my baby's milk, I'd punch him in the face. I don't. I don't know. But like what? Like so many things make me very angry that shouldn't. Like all these scenarios that are never going to occur in my life, but I'm angered.
I don't know. I'm just like surprised. Like this kind of stuff surprises me. And you know what I'll do is I'm going to Urban Dictionary a lot of stuff, and we should have an Urban Dictionary show one time.
Yes.
Where we do that. That'll be fun. And then I mentioned to one of my friends in passing that I was doing this with you, and they're like, oh, you know what you should do? Because I was telling them, oh yeah, the first topic we're going to talk about is escorts and acronyms and stuff like that. And they're like, you know what you need to do is go research websites like, oh my God, I can't believe it's, I'm losing, I lost, I wrote it down too. Chatterbait. Do you know what Chatterbait is?
Yeah, I used to get on there.
And I was like, okay, I wrote it down and I was like, you know what? I'll talk to Bree about it and see if it's something that she knows, and I'm afraid to go on there. Is it something I'm going to go on and be like, what the fuck is this?
I mean, it's all just dudes jacking off. And like, you just, it's like Tinder, but like live video, and you just swipe from one to the next.
Oh, he didn't tell me it was all guys jacking off. He told me that there's like, you know, like if me and my girlfriend are like, hey, let's jump on Chatterbait. She could give me a blowjob and go on Chatterbait and people will pay us for it or something like that. It's like live streaming porno.
Oh, well, I guess I'm sure they've made it so you pay too, but there used to be this free version. Maybe there still is.
Oh, where... no, he said it's free, but people tip people on there is what he was saying. No,
I don't see. I didn't know anything about that. Like I literally did this of my own volition, just getting on there. And like, right. There would be these dudes like jacking off and I would just go through and just like, you know, just see what people are doing.
Oh, mean you were a viewer, you mean? You didn't go on there.
No, it shows video on both sides. It shows video on both sides. So I would just go on and just see what all of these weirdos across the world are doing. And
oh my God.
Yeah.
So you go live as a male or a female, you go live. And if you're solo, you're solo. And then other people's cameras come up?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, if we're thinking of the same thing, which that's what Chatterbait, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm on my work computer, so I can't believe I'm going on this, but I don't care. Chat, CH, I think it's spelled like this.
And it should ask you.
Free adult webcams, live sex, free sex chat.
Yeah, and then it'll ask you, make your microphone live, make your video live, and then you just scroll through and you look at each person.
I'm on the... there's some lady with a dildo up her butt, one in her vagina, and the dildo up her butt is like one of those power saw ones.
I mean, people like, it's like voyeuristic type of thing. It attracts the voyeurists.
Oh my God! There's one here with a girl who like have like five guys just fucking plowing her.
Wow.
So this might be something. This might be another topic we're gonna have to research, I think.
Oh Lord.
It looks like it might be fun though. Looking at it, they have it's a female, male, couple, trans.
Okay.
Are the tabs that they have? So, you go to the male one. I'm not going to the male one.
You go to the male one.
You go to the male.
Kayla would kill me. She'd be like, "This is not research. You need to partake in."
What I'll be like, come on, Kayla, it's for the show.
It's for the greater good.
Oh my God, it's my weekend research material is gonna be that. So those are all the acronyms I have.
Okay, that's good.
And I think we definitely should do the Urban Dictionary one. Would be a lot of fun too. So I'll start doing some research for that, because I think that'll be fun for you to, because especially what you're creative in a sense where I'll tell you a word and you'll create something out of nothing. So I think that's actually going to be kind of
that
fun.
Would be fun. Yes. And I think, you know, I'm going to come up with some. Mine are so innocent. I'm like over here talking about Neverland and tickling and.
The Ask Neverland one was a good one.
Yeah. Well, I had Kayla do a practice one with me because I knew acronyms were coming today. And I said, just give me a series of three letters. And so she said, POI. And I was like, penis on ice. And
you say that loud enough and people be like, hey, wait a second. That's a new one. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Next thing you know, you're on Pornhub. There's a guy he's fucking a block of ice.
It could be trending on Twitter by tomorrow.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. This has been eye-opening for me.
I think this was a lot of fun. I like doing this a lot. So this is something that we can keep going if you want to do it. But I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too.
So all right, well, we'll wrap it up there, I guess, right? All right, well, cool. And I'll text you later and we'll figure out what we're gonna do the next one. And I will edit the audio and I'll send it to you before I publish it.
Okay. Thanks, Jimmy.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.